Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bros. I'm Ronnie. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, and here I am with the glorious Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Well, that's good. We have an exciting news. In case you missed it, this Friday, we have tickets going on sale for two new Crappin' shows. We are going to Indianapolis in November for the first time ever. And then a week later, on November 23rd, we are going back to New York City to the Gramercy Theater. We're very, very excited. So tickets go on sale for that on Friday. However, if you are a Patreon member, you can buy your tickets now. Which is really good because especially, well, we've never been to Indianapolis, but New York always sells out. So if you want to lock down your ticket, make sure you get yours. You don't miss out. Go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And of course, we also have Milwaukee next week. We are going to be recapping Southern Charm in Milwaukee, and then we're going to be recapping Real Housewives of New York in Minneapolis. It's going to be an amazing weekend. There are still tickets available for Milwaukee, so please go to watchcrappens.com and get your tickets before it's too late. Don't worry about going alone. You'll have a fabulous time. And then, of course, later in the summer, we're going to Cleveland and Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And then later on after that, we're going to Nashville. So we got a lot of stuff. We have more cities lined up that we are going to be announcing over the next few weeks. So always stay tuned. And of course, when you're at watchercrappens.com buying your tickets, which you should do, be sure to buy some merch. Ronnie, why don't you tell everyone about the new merch that's in our shop?
We have new Southern Charm shirts. They're martinis that say Madison. Michael, bring me my medicine. We're also selling our other Southern Charm shirts, Gorsh, and Trixie Monocle. Trixie Monocle's band tour t-shirt. So go get those. And we're adding an LVP, Team LVP shirt.
Yeah.
So go get that because I know a lot of you are Team LVP. So, you know, show it with a shirt.
I love the Trixie Monocle shirt. I wear that one, actually. It's like in my normal t-shirt rotation. I just wear it around. And
you do?
Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
It's my shower curtain.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's huge. It's this huge octopus, so that's pretty cool. So you can get that stuff at watchwhatcrappens.com or crappensmerch.com. And also, everybody, on Patreon, that's where you get our bonuses. This week, we caught up on TV shows, what we're watching, Potomac, Project Runway, I Watched The Last Kingdom, and What If on Netflix. So those are up on our bonus episodes. And we're also doing Crappens Video on Demand today.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. So that's where we do two videos a week of our recap. So if you want any of that stuff, go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can find all those links at our site.
Yes. Now, so today we are talking about the super exciting world of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Ouch! Beverly Hills has hurt me to the core!
One of our listeners was like, guys, you guys are so negative in Beverly Hills. You're sucking the fun out of it. Listen, we are only negative because we care. Because we care. And also, I still enjoy the show. I just, you know, I just want the women to, like, kick it up a gear. Come on now.
I know. I read that and I was like, negative? I feel like I've been very positive.
I actually think we've been more positive than most of the people watching the show.
Yeah, but whatever. You know, we say what we think, and sometimes it's not pleasant. What are you gonna do?
It's called tough love. It's tough love. Okay, how do you think Kim Richards got to where she is? Okay, tough love.
Well, speaking of, I was very excited about this episode. I didn't know Kim was going to be on this week, but watching the previouslys when they're like, "Oh my God, there's Kim in the restaurant. Hi, Kim. How are ya, Kim? How are ya?" And then Kim's hiding her face from Lisa Rinna behind a menu.
She's like, hiding behind any object she can find.
Yeah, then I knew it's the Kim episode, and I was very, very excited for it, okay? As the kids would say, I'm here for it. I've missed you, Kim Richards. Yes. Kim Richards got on our damn nerves, too, towards the end there, because it was just so much, like, blaming everybody else for everything. But, God, I've really missed Kim, you know?
Me too.
Sometimes you don't really realize what you have until it's gone. Come back, darling!
Come back, Kim Richards. So the episode opens up in Hawaii. We're still in Hawaii. It's the day after the wedding. I don't know why we're still in Hawaii, but we just are. And so the women are like walking out to like a little brunch, like a day after brunch that's outside. And Kyle's like, my voice sounds ridiculous. I'm like, really, Kyle? Stealing another storyline?
Kyle, don't you have something that you can be terrified of today? You can really go with this?
Yeah, and Kyle tells us, she's like, I can't afford to get sick. I don't have the luxury of taking a few days off because as soon as I get home, I have to get ready for Farrah's 30th birthday. I'm like, bitch, you have to, like, check your privilege. I hate being the person that, I hate saying that. It's so annoying. But, like, you do. Because, like, I, you know, most people would say, I don't have the luxury to take a few days off because as soon as I get home, I have to go to work. She's like, as soon as I get home, I have to, like, stand next to Glenn while he tells me where he's going to put a Ferris wheel. Come on, Kyle.
Yeah,
relax.
I have to drop $100,000 on a party and wear a Playboy uniform. Tough life, Kyle.
Okay? Don't say you don't have the luxury to do something as you explicitly plan a super luxury event.
Yeah. And then Dorit comes in and she's like, oh, I feel tired. Oh, it's been such a journey. What time did your lady stay out? Tell us not. And then, Kyle, we see a clip of them like raging and partying. And it was 8:44 p.m. So.
Yeah. Well, look, like island time. Am I right? You know, those
Teddy
islands
time.
Shut down early.
Teddy time.
Teddy time. It's Teddy time.
It's Teddy time. Everybody's falling asleep because I keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Teddy time.
Teddy time. So Mauricio joins the group, and of course he's wearing the agency t-shirt. I mean, he does not for one second does he let up. Although now Teddy's gotten into it because she's wearing her, like, the skyline, whatever the security thing is. She's wearing that hat. I mean, these people are so shameless. Like, they're going to foist their brands on us, but then they're not going to, like, foist any drama. Come on.
And also they're mixing up their brands because standing next together, it's like Skyline Agency, you know? So people are looking that up. So, you know, bless you to whoever owns the Skyline Agency because you're making tons of money right now.
So then Camille joins with her two friends and she's like, hi, hello, hello. And Maria says, like, to the new bride. And I was like expecting Camille to be like, to the new bride. Oh, wait, that's me. Oh.
Fucking Camille. It's so crazy waking up as a missus again.
I don't know. Meanwhile, her husband's already out of the picture. He's already like, bye, I'm going to go like surfboarding.
Yeah, I'll be golfing. Have fun. Yeah. Happy after wedding day.
And where are they going for their honeymoon? They're going to Switzerland because it's David's favorite place. I'm like, okay, so we see who wears the pants in this relationship.
Yep. And so I'm looking here. Oh, I just wrote Maury joins and Rinna says, hello! It's like, what are you, skydiving?
She has to make up for her, like, day and a half where she didn't have a voice. She can put as much voice into everything she can.
So they all go, they all meet up to have a girls' brunch. Girls' brunch! And Kyle, of course, starts up by saying what Kyle always does. She starts every conversation with an LVP.
Yeah.
An LVP tattletale. So then she tells that wacky story again. She's like, oh my God, you guys, you will not believe what happened. Okay. So my friend got robbed. So her daughter is at an ice cream social, and then they made the construction workers take a subway, and then they all got off the subway and walked around the ghost tour downtown. And that. Look, Kyle, the story is not more believable just because you say it twice.
Yeah, it really is not. So, yeah, so she says how Lisa is getting a polygraph, and they're all like, oh my God. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Over a dog. That's crazy. And they're all like, yeah, like, I mean, it's crazy. All this over a dog. I'm like, you're the ones who got nuts over the dog. You're the, like, don't act like Lisa, like, you guys have just been, like, having idle chatter about this dog. And that Lisa, like, went, blew everything out of proportion and got a polygraph. No, you guys sat at table after table, lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever. And complained about Lisa and how she is this big conspiracy to take down Dorit and da 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 da. And like, but now it's Lisa who's the one who's like over the top.
This ain't about a dog. It's about five crazy bitches, okay?
Yeah. I mean, it is over the top that Lisa's getting a polygraph. And
of course.
Really ridiculous. It's like a John Sessa special. But don't act like you guys haven't been crazy too.
Yeah. And Teddy's like, did she reach out to you about your wedding? I'm Teddy. On your wedding day. Teddy, find something else to be fucking offended about. You know, why don't you go to Yelp and read your husband's business reviews, okay, if you want to be angry about something. Do that.
So Lisa did not text or call Camille on her wedding day, which is a little, weird. But then apparently she tweeted something that said.
She sent a gift. She had her over and said she was sorry she couldn't come out. Blah, blah, blah. What the fuck do you want from the woman? Get off her ass.
Yeah. So Lisa, but on Camille's wedding day, Lisa tweeted, now on to more important stuff. Go Dodgers! Or something like that, which to me is like a totally benign tweet. And Camille's like, yeah, that was a little owie. A little owie. I wish she was here. It was a little owie, owie. Like,
owie, owie. How, wow, owie. Owie Mandel. Am I right? But it's funny that they're accusing Lisa of dodging them, and she's tweeting about the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And everyone is like, see, I said it was shady. You know, she doesn't have to behave that way. She doesn't have to behave that way. You guys.
It's a little owie.
Yeah.
It's a little owie, you know. She should have been here for me and to dismiss all this.
And Brenna's like, okay, we talked about Vanderpump. I'm done here. Bye. Gotta go. It's like, that's all you have, people. That's all any of you have. Get a better story.
Yeah. So they all go back to Los Angeles, and now it's like the traditional beginning of the episode montage of what everyone's doing. And over at Denise's house, Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin have sent Denise and Aaron a wedding gift from Casamigos that says, cheers to many happy endings. Get it?
So I'm guessing she's part owner of this Casamigos? I thought she's just friends with Cindy Crawford, and Cindy Crawford and her husband are just part owners. I'm not really sure, but she's always plugging that Casamigos. It's like,
who? Rinna or Rinna. Denise?
Rinna. She's always plugging Casamigos. So yeah, she brings them that, and Aaron's like, wait a minute. Did you tell them about that? And she's like, yeah, sorry, babe. You know, I mean, what were we going to talk about? I talked about your dick for about 20 minutes, and I ran out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. He's like, it was honestly, that hand job was like the most awkward thing I had ever done, baby. It was so strange for me. I really didn't know what to do. And meanwhile, Eloise is just sitting there like, oh my God.
I know. Denise is like, you better close your eyes and close your ears. All right, about a hand job. It's like, Aaron, it's not like that hand job was from a 100-year-old woman, all right? And he's like, she was like 200 years old. And Matt's over in the corner crying, like, how could they talk about me like this?
meanwhile, oh yeah, so other people are packing up from Hawaii, and I jumped the gun. It was not everyone, they haven't left Hawaii yet. Far be it for me to say that. We just merely went to Denise's house, because now we're back in Hawaii. and they're in the van headed to the airport, and Rena's like, how are you, everyone in the cast? Did you see the article from People magazine? Did you read it? And there was an article where Camille was, it was an article about like Camille and Lisa Vanderpump and how Lisa's not going to the wedding and how Lisa is just like had a tough year. And Camille was like, listen, I respect Lisa and her decision. And now the women are all mad that Camille was saying at brunch that she was so hurt by Lisa Vanderpump not being there. And yet in an article, she's like, oh, I respect her decision.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, of course, Camille is wishy-washy and two-faced. We all know that. So it's not like they're wrong. But she didn't bring that up at brunch. They bring it up every fucking chance they can get and pester with questions until she answers how they want her to. And then they get mad that she's not mad at the same people they are. I mean, they're just so obvious and it's so boring. Because my thought was at the beginning of this scene, okay, they've already talked about Vanderpump. Now what are they going to talk about on this long van ride to the airport? And here it is, first thing out of their mouth, this fucking article. And Dorit's like, I'm a bit shocked, Rena. I just couldn't believe it. Like, okay.
It's like, why do they care so much? And also, like, you know, they all are like, oh, Camille is so two-faced. They've all been in conversations where Camille has said, like, shady things about someone else, and yet they all still go and hang out with her. So, like...
And they all say shady things about everybody else.
Exactly.
And Ren is like, well, I don't care if she loves Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, that's great. But you say one thing and then you say another thing. I don't trust somebody who talks out of both sides of their mouth. Do you not remember, like, just telling everybody that Kim's on death's door and then pretending that you didn't have any idea that you said that?
Yes. I
mean, hello. It was like, what was it, last year, 2 years ago? Give me a break.
Yeah. So Rinna is like now mad. She's like, Camille needs to own her shit now. Own it, baby. And if she's talking behind anyone's back, she needs to step up and tell everybody. Like, wait, since when did this rule come into effect?
Because that's what Rinna does.
And like,
that's what Rinna does. She holds it. She holds it inside until she's ready to go crazy. And then she releases. And this is Rinna just messing all over the place. And for one, loved it.
I love it. That's what Rinna's like best at, is just being so messy. But I just think it's so funny. Like, 5 minutes from leaving this woman's wedding, they read one article in People magazine and they just immediately turn on her and are just like enraged. Well, I mean, like, talk about two-faced, right? I mean, that's just like, I mean, Camille is no saint, but these women, gosh. Yeah. I mean, they even joke about it. They're like, okay, thanks for inviting us to your wedding. Now we hate you, you know?
Yeah. And she's like, and I didn't want to tell you, girls. I didn't want to tell you. But of course she's been saying, for example, you, Dorit. You, Dorit, and Dorit's like, oh, how could she? When was this? And she's like, well, I didn't want to tell you. It was before that 50th birthday party. And then we see a clip of Camille being like, you know, that Dorit, like, I don't get her. Like, does she have the money she has? Is that really her name? Is PK alive because he feels really cold? Is he a vampire? Do you like Fritos?
Does she even have three legs?
It's like fucking Camille. And Rena's been holding on to this shit, you know? So she tells her this stuff. And Dorit's like, this after the Bahamas. When she told me it's really great to know me. Let's be friends. I fell for it. What a beach.
And meanwhile, Mauricio is sitting there in the van and he is so bored. He's just like looking at his phone playing Doodle Jump. It's like, here go the ladies again, you know, just like talking about this stuff. Okay. What am I going to jerk off to in 5 minutes?
The things I do for free agency advertising, am I right?
Yeah. And then Teddy's like, hi, I'm Teddy. And you know what? She should have just told us, like, just so you know, I released this quote. She should have done that. I'm like, she doesn't have to do that because you guys are being so ridiculous. She left a totally, like, a perfectly fine quote. Because all you bitches, if anyone called you up from People magazine and said, hey, what do you think about this? You all would have said, like, I respect her decision. You all would have taken the high road because you don't want to be messy in a magazine. But here Camille's doing the same thing, and now you're all mad. Like, oh, she should have told us that she said she respected the decision. Yeah. Well, you guys are just, like, assigning so much weight to the stupid People magazine article about what Camille thinks about Lisa Vanderpump not going to her wedding.
Yeah. Well, Teddy's also laying down her rules, right? Because Teddy's very careful in everything she says to lay down the rules of why she's not fucking guilty for getting all of this going and plotting behind everybody's back with Blizzard to release all this shit in the first place. She's not to blame because she admitted it. Yeah. You know, that's her thing. Like, she's not to blame for anything, even though this whole storyline is Teddy's. Everything that was done was Teddy's. There's never been any proof that anybody else told Blizzard to say anything, okay?
Yeah.
This, all the proof we have points to Teddy. So now she's laying it down, so she didn't do anything wrong. It's like, well, if she just told us about the article, then it wouldn't be bad. It's like confession, you know? Like, what are you, it's like fucking Father of Rome, she's the Pope all over there. Like, just confess, it's all fine.
But it's also like, you don't, like, have to share every single detail about, like, what, like, it's like, oh, guess what, I also picked some lint out of my navel, you know? It's like, it's like, I just don't, I think they're all talking to press so much, I think that Camille didn't even really remember. She probably just was like, oh yeah, no, like, she just said some bullshit thing, you know? Like,
well, it's Beverly Hills, you know?
I also think it's
do.
possible, it's, I think it's also possible to be hurt. And also, to, you can respect someone's decision, but you can also be hurt by it, you know?
Well, that's what this show does. They all get mad at whoever's not mad at the people that they're supposed to be mad at. I mean, that's Kyle's MO. Remember year, Kyle was so mad because Lisa Vanderpump wouldn't get mad at Dorit over things that Kyle said that she should be mad at. I mean, that was a whole fight last year. She's like, why aren't you mad at Dorit?
Yeah.
It's like children. Although, they're rubber-faced children, okay? They're rubber-faced children with implants.
So, speaking of Dorit, now we go back to Los Angeles, and we just see PK sitting in a room eating chips. He's just sitting there transitioning from diabetes 2 to diabetes 1 by eating chips.
Yeah, he's at like diabetes 16 by now, you know? He's eating Lay's out of the bag, and she's like, oh, no! And he's like, oh, sorry, babe, sorry. And then he wipes his hands all over his shirt.
Like, I'm just having a few. I literally just picked them up, babe. It's like a giant pile. There's basically a stack of Pringles cans behind him, like a little pyramid that he's built.
Yeah, he's like, Bubba, I'm just having a few, babe. They're so good. I just love them. God love PK, you know?
His hands are fully orange from all the Cheetos.
Oh, God. Speaking of orange, Dorit says this thing I hate that skinny people say to bigger people. If you want to munch, munch on some carrots. Hey, why don't you munch on my butt? What if that's not the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
God,
I
let's
hate
stop
that.
Pretending that carrots are just like chips.
No, they're not. They're not.
There's a reason it's called no pain, no gain, because it fucking hurts. Do you understand? Yeah.
So then, over at Teddy's house, Edwin is, like, sitting on, like, their outdoor furniture, and he's like, hey, babe, no one's baptized this deck yet, so how about we baptize it? I'm like, baptize it? Does that mean, like, peeing on it or something? Like,
yeah. Baptize this deck means that you get, like, washed in the Lord, okay? And he's talking about fucking it. Yeah. I'm like, that's really nice. And then Teddy's like, yeah, just me, sexually free Teddy, fucking my husband a lot. Just because we did it this morning doesn't mean you get to be revved up all day.
And then we go over to Erica's house, and she's talking with Tom, and she's like, so, I don't give a fuck about this news, which is that Kyle's having a party. And Tom's like, cool.
She goes, you want to go to the party, Tom? Do you want to go? And he's like, is the train coming soon? All right, Tom. You're right there, Tom. He's like wiping his face with a napkin. Poor Tom just looks so confused.
He's like, sorry, I have to go to BrockovichCon, which is a new convention that I'm starting that very day at the same time as Kyle's party.
And Erica's like, oh, yeah, Tom, I'm doing it. I'll get it. I'll just tell Kyle you didn't want to come to a bottle. Whenever she talks to Tom, it's like she's working in an old folks' home. I'm just expecting her to be carrying a bedpan around. She just talks to him like he's either 2 years old or 5,000 years old.
So then we go over to Rinna's house, where Kyle is getting Rinna, because they're going to go get some mammograms. And Kyle's talking about how she's gone to get mammograms with Faye before, and Lisa Vanderpump. And Rinna's like, okay, I normally do them alone, but I guess I'll do it on camera with you, because I guess that's what I have to do now. So they
run out of Vanderpump things to talk about. I like how when Kyle comes up, she's like, oh, my God. Rinna's like, hello! And Kyle's like, oh, I love this little knocker. She goes, oh, you like that knocker? It's a great knocker. It's a good... I was like, is this going to be another scene of them? Like, God, I love this street.
I know. There's, like, a lot of stuff on Beverly Hills where they just, like, talk about things that they like.
A knocker. So,
yeah, knockers.
I had to get it in there, sorry.
A knocker
and
knockers.
That's, like, my biggest note on this scene, yeah.
So they're heading over to get the mammograms, and Kyle's like, "Ugh, I am so busy planning Farrah's birthday party. Oh my god, I gotta order food. I gotta try to find the DJ. Gotta find the valet. Gotta get a Ferris wheel." I'm like, "Bitch, you're not doing any of this stuff, okay?"
I know. Poor Glenn.
I know. We actually get to see Glenn. We see a flashback of Glenn standing with Kyle. He's like, "Okay, so I found the food. I got the DJ. I got a valet for you. The Ferris wheel's gonna go there." She's like, "Okay.
It's so stressful." And Carl tells us this party costs 15 Birkin bags, which is crazy. Yeah. So then
it's like,
get
a Carvel cake. How about that? Get a cake from Carvel. How about Fudgy the Whale? Fudgy the Whale and a few candles and a few fold-out chairs. Okay?
How about Farrah's 30? She's old enough to take her friends to dinner and pay for it. How about that?
It's called Dave and Buster's.
Rinna's like, "Isn't this crazy? Do you even remember when you were pregnant with your baby?" And Carl's like, "Yeah, I mean, this is crazy because, like, I didn't even know that you had to do blood tests and stuff. And so I went in and I started crying and freaking out. And the nurse told me to get over it." It's like, sounds like a great nurse, which is why she's still our nurse. I wish she was in this cast.
The nurse is probably Kathy Hilton. Nurse Hilton. Oh. So now they start talking about the People magazine thing, and Rinna's like, I probably overreacted, but you know what? I read that article and I was like, I've just had enough. I've had enough. Also, we need a new storyline, so I thought, why not? Let's give it a try.
Yeah, let Dorit start yapping again. Wasn't the show better when Dorit cared about glasses? I mean, come on. So next up, doctor. They're at the doctor.
So now here's something. I mean, there's nothing inherently funny about mammograms, but I thought this was something that was funny in the scene, because they get there and it's just supposed to be, Rinna's the only one supposed to be getting a mammogram. Kyle's just there for support. But I think that Rinna did not want to do this, but she's like, fine, I'll do this. And she's like, oh, it's only me? No, it's not going to be only me. So they get there and the lady's like, okay, is it an appointment for one or two of you? Everyone's like, oh, it's just me, but hey, Kyle, why don't you do one too? And Kyle's face, I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie, her face, she was like sort of smiling, like, I'm in a scene. And then her face went from smiling to like, it was like,
yeah, it's so awkward.
Because she was like, she didn't want, I mean, what was going through her mind was probably like, my daughter's birthday party is tonight, and if I get bad news, this will ruin everything. I don't want to do it tonight, but I don't want to be on national TV saying that I'm too scared to do a mammogram. So she was like, and watching her squirm in that moment was so hilarious to me, because she was like, not ready. This is not what she's planning to film today. And she's like, fuck. Oh, it was amazing. I recommend Rinna's, everyone go back and watch that
moment. I liked Rinna's doctor voice, because normally she walks into a room like this. Hi, how are you? But when she's at the doctor, so she went, hi, how are you? And the lady's like, hello. She's like, hi.
Own it. So now they get their mammograms, and Rinna's is totally fine, everything. And Kyle is nervous, which I totally get. By the way, I totally get why her face was dropping. I'm not making fun of the fact that she's nervous. I'm just think it's hilarious that she was caught off guard. So Kyle does the mammogram, and they basically are like, hey, we want to take a few more shots. And she's like, something wrong, which obviously I would be like a mess too. I think like it would have been better if like the doctors had been like, hey, we need to take some more shots because it was blurry and we want to get a clearer picture, instead of saying, there's just something, we just don't know what that is. I think we want to take another look. I mean, the bedside manner, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know. They're like, oh my god, Kyle, get in here. We just saw it. It's like, what? Oh, just need to take another picture, hun.
They're like, we were looking at the mammogram, and we can't be sure, but does it say the agency in there?
We see one of those weird paper clips that's shaped like an A. Do you know what we're talking about?
Kyle is now like, she's going nuts. And
this is actually a super sad story, because Kyle's mom never got mammograms. And so when she found her lump, Kyle was turning 30. And now Farrah's turning 30, and they see something on her test. So she starts freaking out, you know?
Yeah. And understandably.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then the doctor's like, sorry. So it turned out you just have really crazy boobs. Like, you had one boob, and then you had a boob calling itself Aileen 2. It's really weird. Basically, we just took all of her money and investments, and we flushed it down the toilet, and now it's just your boobs again.
And so then, so now Kyle, of course, is fine, which we're always, I mean, as much as we give shit about Kyle, you know, like, very happy.
I don't want her
she's
to
fine.
Die. I mean, my God.
Yeah. And, but Rinna, she totally, Rinna, I loved Rinna's, like, post-mammogram comforting voice. She's like, oh, are you okay? Oh, poor you. Oh, Kyle. Oh, do you want a hug? You want a croissant? You want to talk about Lisa Vanderpump? Will that make you feel better?
It's like, did Lisa Vanderpump text you while you thought you were going to die? No, she didn't. That's not nice of her. Not good of her.
By the way, I was in Beverly Hills this weekend, and I totally saw one of that stupid, what's it called, the Vanderholm or Vendor, whatever. It's Kyle's stupid go-kart thing. Someone was driving that in Beverly Hills. It's like, stupid person.
Just want to run him off the road.
Ugh, I wanted to.
Well, I can't do that because I ride a Vespa, and I already look like a freaking Donkey Kong on that tiny little bike.
But you didn't spend like $100,000 for a stupid little thing and then complain when it doesn't hold the groceries. So,
have you ever seen me with groceries on my Vespa?
No. I assume it's all
Instagram.
I'll send
you a picture. It's well, pretty you used funny.
I don't know if in this, in your current Vespa, but your last bike, you used to have like a little like milk carton on the back of it, which is really cute.
Yeah, and I just stack everything really, really high and like bungee cord it on. It's really safe, super safe, guys.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's time to get ready for the Halloween party. And so Dorit and PK are getting ready. PK is dressing as Karl Lagerfeld, which I was like, okay, well,
problematic.
I was like, PK, in case you don't remember, you are Jewish, and Karl Lagerfeld was a notable anti-Semite, so good job, good job.
There's a problematic costume right there. And she's like, aren't you worried someone else is going to dress like Karl? And he's like, oh, no one will compete with me, babe. She's like, I'm going to be Karl's cat.
Karl's famous cat.
What is his name? Chauffette. I'm going to be his cat, Chauffette.
From Connecticut, the Connecticut cat. So, PK is like, babe, I paid $800 for this wig, babe. But my head's already sweating, babe.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just like, the last thing I want to see is like PK as like a sweaty Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah.
A sweaty, damp Karl Lagerfeld.
Well, the next scene is Rinna. Poor thing. It's like Harry won't shoot with her. Like, he'll do 5 minutes a season. He's gone. The kids ain't going to shoot with her. She doesn't really know anybody, it doesn't seem like, except the people on the show. She can't even get her dresser to shoot with her. She's on the phone like, are you excited, Joey?
Oh, Joey Maloof.
So bad.
Oh, you know he got cut because you know he was like she says his name and he appears like a cloud of smoke in her kitchen. He is so thirsty to be on TV. He was like all over Rachel Zoe on the Rachel Zoe Project, all over Lisa Rinna. I guarantee that he was ready to shoot with her.
Yeah, production's like holding him back. He's like, let me through. Like, you've had enough, sir.
No, it wasn't production. It was like John Sessa and Hazard. They were like, this is our show now, bitch.
I know. They have like a radar online blimp that's like crashed on top of Joey's car.
So then we go over to Kyle's house, and she's like preparing for a Halloween.
Oh, wait, I have to say one thing here. So sorry, Ben. So she's like, when I do a costume, I nail that part. I act it out perfectly. I'm really into Halloween. And then they show a montage of her Halloween costumes with Harry. And they, of course, left out the one where they were Sid and Nancy, and Harry was wearing a swastika on his shirt. I was like, wow, what an interesting gear to leave out of this montage.
Really would have paired well with the Karl Lagerfeld.
This cast is just like doubling down on problematic.
I know. God. So now we go over to Kyle's house and they're prepping for Halloween, and they've flown Sophia out from Washington, D.C. so she can go to this party. I'm like, this is, I mean, you want to see where like the patterns of, I don't want to say codependency, that's too much, but like, I feel like my parents would never, like, fly me out from college to go to, like, a birthday party, even if it's a 30th birthday party. And this is the second time they've flown her out from her freshman semester. And the first time was to take holiday photos. I mean, I'm just like,
my parents would be like, you want to go to your grandfather's birthday party? Okay, we've used miles on Southwest Airline. You're going to have to take a bus to the subway, and then the subway to the train, and then the train to Ronkonkoma. And then you're going to have to find some random taxi, because this was way before Ubers, and then get that to the Long Island airport or whatever, the Islip airport. I was like, oh my God, never do me another favor again. It was like, I felt like I was an Ishtar. It was like seven, like, 7 hours in the desert with Warren Beatty, you know?
Yeah, you were like Odysseus. But like, I don't know. I just, there was something about like this girl getting, like, I mean, like, don't you have schoolwork to do? Like, what about your midterms, right? It's like October 31st. It's midterms time. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. For some reason, it bothered me so much. I was like, do you want this girl to be independent? Like, the fact that, like, I feel like it didn't even resonate with me when they did their Christmas card episode. Like, they flew her away from college to take Christmas cards.
But she's having a hard time. Did I feel things? Did you guys buy it?
I feel like I know I'm being so judgy right now, and everyone is allowed to raise their kid the way they want to, but I have to tell you, I'm like,
you know what? I just don't care. Rolling my eyes. I'm like so bored with Kyle at this point. I really don't care. I mean, she could put her kid up on a stripper pole and like start shooting it and selling it to Vivid, like one of her friends. Okay. I don't even care. Like, I don't care. I just want Kyle off. Take her off my fucking TV. Take her off. I've had it.
Well, the problem is that Kyle doesn't do anything that's inherently interesting. I mean,
yes.
You know, because, and I'm telling you, I'm saying this as someone who actually really used to enjoy Kyle quite a bit. You know, like, because we're only talking about the setup for the scene. The whole scene was her talking about her Playboy Bunny costume and like, look at this. Like, Mom, you're going to wear that? Like, yeah, but like, your ass is going to be out. Like, I'm the mother. I got to wear it. You can't wear it. Like, oh, look, there's the bunny tail. It's like this inane drivel about something we just don't care about, and that's really what her stories have become about. I actually feel like Kyle may now be the weak link on the show. I'm sorry to say.
I know, and she's got the center diamond, so that tells you what path we're on for this one.
Yeah, I think she's the weak link.
Speaking of insipid drivel, Teddy calls, and she's like, you won't believe what just happened. What's wrong with you? And Kyle's like, you won't believe it. My bunny zipper broke. Please entertain everybody while I'm getting it fixed. I was like, that's your knight in shining armor, Teddy?
I'm on it. Hi, I'm Teddy. Everyone at this party, I want you to stop and be accountable for one thing. Good.
So everybody starts arriving in their costumes. And Maury finally gets her Playboy outfit, but it's to clown music. Like, guys, a wacky scene's coming up. Boom, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. And it's like Kyle zipping up her new costume. Like, it's great, great, guys.
Well, she's stuck in her costume because the zipper broke or something. It's very Project Runway. And so she's like, you have to rip me out. You have to rip me out of it. You have to rip me out. So he's like, okay. So he takes it and he's like, whoa. And she's like, are you crazy? You just ripped me out of it. What if the second guy doesn't fit? Then I'm screwed. Kyle, you just spent like 35 minutes of screen time talking about how you need to be ripped out of your costume. Okay. Yeah. You got ripped out. Yeah. Sure.
She's like, I wanted to take it back. Kyle, you just spent $150,000 on a party, okay? You can afford a cheap-ass Playboy dress or outfit.
Also, next time, go to Bowling Alley. You don't have to dress up like that.
Yeah, so let's see.
PK's like, babe, you don't think there'll be any sudden frights now, babe? You know, my diabetes 2/1 won't be able to handle it, babe. It's like, PK, you're being ridiculous. There's gonna be no frights whatsoever. And a vampire's like, argh. She's like,
aah! He's like, didn't scare me at all. Then he walks in and sees a plate of carrots and starts crying in the corner. Going back and forth. So Jerry's like, you're so mean, vampire. And all the ladies start gathering around. And of course, Erica loves VK's outfit. She's like, this is really clever. I'm like, coming from the lady who invented pat your puss, that really means something. So thanks for showing up today.
You know what's funny though is that like everyone was going like the extra mile with their costumes, and then Erica showed up. She was sort of just wearing like a leopard bodysuit with like some ears and like a little kitty cat something. It was actually like a very normal costume. It was like the sort of thing that most people wear, like whatever you see like a girl on
Halloween.
Yeah, that
was some Target. That was some last minute Target.
That's like, yeah, that's like, okay, I wasn't going to go out, but my friend just insisted I go to this party, so I'm going to put this headband in and put a bodysuit on, and I'm a cat. Yeah. I was like, Erica Jane, the queen of having a look. Maybe that was her whole thing. She wanted to go, like do something unexpected. But I thought that was sort of funny that she was just like, whatever, I'm just going to wear this.
That's like her effort. That's like her effort for the show, you know? She's like, all right, well, I got to do today. We're going to shoot some more concerts, right? All right. But I thought when I saw the pictures of this, when it was actually happening on Instagram, when they were posting the pictures, I saw that dress and thought, oh, they're dressing as each other. I thought Rinna was going to come as Erica, and then Erica was wearing that leopard dress to be Rinna, and maybe she had a wig or something that we hadn't seen. That would have been cool.
Yeah. So Rinna shows up, and she's dressed like Erica Jane, and then Erica's like, oh, you a bitch, you dressed like me, oh!
And you know, I looked at me across the room, and I said, that's me, but it isn't me, but it is me, and it's the me from Coachella. What a look!
You don't want to know what I go through at night.
Anybody know where Eileen is so I can yell at her for no reason and stand on the front of a boat?
Don't you dare call me. Don't you dare say I've got fake. Don't you say I got fake amnesia. It's expensive to be me.
So then Kim arrives.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's like a gangster of some sort.
She's like a Chico's gangster.
Yes, Chico. And so she walks in and she has this awkward hello with Rinna, because Rinna is like angry, and she's also really sticking to this Erica character. So she's like trying to like, she doesn't know how to calibrate herself, so she comes on this. She comes
she's
like
mean.
On really
she's
strong
a,
and awkward.
She's a fucking bully meanie, is what she was.
Yeah, she's mean.
An asshole.
But she's just like, oh, hi. Hi. And Kim's like, oh. And then she's like, oh, what? Are we joking? Are we?
Yeah. She's like going to hug her, and she moves back and won't let her hug her. And she's like, oh, okay. And then it cuts to Kim in the diary room, and she's just like, just rolls her eyes. It's like, fucking Rinna is the same. Rinna's Rinna. Gonna mean girl this poor fucking Kim Richards. Leave Kim Richards alone already.
Yeah, and like, I've been on Rinna's side through the entire Kim Richards saga, but in this case,
God, enough.
Rinna was in the wrong this entire episode. And Rinna's like, I just wish I had a heads up about Kim. I'm like, you're at a Kyle party, okay? It's always the same people every single party. Kim, Faye Resnick, Glenn, Fatburger. You know, it's always the same.
Yeah.
Whatever Lisa Vanderpump just got, it'll be there.
Yeah. So get over it. So then Kim goes over to Maurizio and says hi or whatever, and the party gets started, and Rinna's DJing like Erica Jane, and Denise is just chilling with Dorit. I don't know, a bunch of stupid things.
They're sitting on the couch.
I'm reading until I find something interesting.
Camille shows up. She's a Catwoman. She's like, I'm just gonna walk down this walkway to the party, and I'm sure nothing scary will happen. I'm just gonna walk. I'm sure there'll be no vampires that'll jump out at me. I'm just gonna have a casual. Accusers.
So you were saying that's upsetting.
Kavanaugh
that's very
accusers.
Upsetting. Kavanaugh accusers. So Faye Resnick is also there, and she's basically the entire cast of Slytherin. Which is fitting. Yes.
Yeah.
And then Dorit's like, Erica, Camille, and me, we're all cats. I'm the fashionista cat. Erica's the sexy cat. And Camille is the stray cat. I was like, that would be really funny if this whole season didn't revolve around a shelter because of you, ma'am.
It's like, where do you buy a mask that covers both your faces?
So then Kyle sits down with Dorit and Denise, and
she's like, please. So she's like, Camila's here, but I beg you, please do not make a scene tonight. Please do not. Not here. Don't do that. Now, if this were New York, it'd be like, okay, got it. I'll make a scene. No, don't make a scene. Got it. I'll make a big scene. But yeah, because it's Beverly Hills, they're like, okay.
Okay, yeah, let's not make a scene. So Dorit's like, oh, Carl, look at that outfit. You must have had a good chafe. And Carl says, chafe? And she's like, chafe, Carl, you know, you chafe your legs. And Carl's like, chafe? Carl's getting so mad, but it's just Dorit's terrible accent saying shave. Like, you must have really shaved if you're wearing that.
And meanwhile, while they're talking about Camille, like, don't make a scene about Camille, Denise is like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on around here. I mean, I never know. I'm clueless all the time. And there's like a montage of her being like, I'm lost. What the fuck is going on again?
Yeah, then we get the best Denise confused but trying to fight anyway moment. And I think it's going to lead to a good Denise couple of seasons. So everybody is like hugging. Rena comes marching up. Farrah comes over. Blah, blah, blah. They give a speech.
The women start reminiscing on what they did on their 30th birthday. And Rena tells a story about how Harry gave her something, some gift. And Erica's like, yeah, I went to Vegas. And Dorit's like, my mom threw me a surprise luncheon in Connecticut.
Yeah. She brought some flatbreads.
And the funny thing is, I can totally see that that's how Dorit spent her 30th birthday. And she's like, you know what? I'm sick of this lifestyle. I'm going to con my way into Beverly Hills. I'm sick of luncheons with my mom. To me, that sounds like Pandora's 30th birthday. Like, you know that that's what Pandy's. I don't know if Pandy's 30 or not, but when she hits 30, it's going to be like, Pandy, for your wild 30th birthday party, we're going to have some smoked salmon and some crostinis. Ooh.
Yeah. Tuna tartare. We've also bought you a velvet papasan chair.
Do you remember the Real Housewives of Orange County episode where Brianna like went with her friend to Vegas to have a girls' trip, and they went to like an off-strip casino? Like, they went to like the Mi, which is like 20 minutes south of Vegas, and just the two of them sitting in like a booth alone, being like, yay.
Yay, 30, yay. So Kyle tells him about the mammo scare and stuff. And then Dorit, let's see. Oh, yeah, they all go on the Ferris wheel. And guess who's terrified of Ferris wheels? Kyle!
My seatbelt stuck! My seatbelt stuck!
Next time, go ahead.
Fudgy the whale. Fudgy the whale. Fudgy the fucking whale. No seatbelts required.
So then they start talking. They're all taking a big group picture. And Rena won't stand with them. She's like being a total bitch as Erica Jane. She's like, I'm not going to stand in that picture. She's over there. And Kyle's like, wow, you're a little too much in character because Erica's not that big of a bitch.
Yeah, and also Rena, like, you're not... Like, this is not like a workshop for Stella Adler, okay? You can drop the method acting for a party. You don't have to be in Erica Jane the entire time. But my theory is that she's like, fuck, I had that really awkward moment with Kim, so the only way I can get out of it is if I stay in this weird Erica Jane character the entire party, and then I can act like it wasn't me. It was me just trying to be in character.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Erica Jane, who is Erica Jane, did hug Kim and is being totally nice. So it's like, yes. It makes no sense.
And like, Rena like gives the finger to the group, and Kim's like, I feel like that was intended for me.
But they all start laughing, you know. Kim's being pretty good-natured about it. And then Rena's like, you know what? I want to say one thing, Kim. You giving Lisa Rena that bunny was really cunty. Okay. Do you remember why she gave you that bunny back, Lisa Rena? I love that she can reframe herself as the biggest victim in the world over that stupid bunny. That was probably a re-gift anyway.
I know. And Kim was like, when Rena said that, Kim was like, everyone was like, I mean, it's bad when you look like, when you make Kim Richards look like the voice of reason in a scene.
No kidding.
I mean, you really you overplayed your hand. And Kim's like, everyone was like, okay, this is awkward.
Yeah, so then Kim tells us,
me and Lisa, Lisa and I don't have the best history. You know, there's lots of downs, lots of ups, I guess you could say.
And then we cut to the wonderful clip of Lisa smashing her glass down, trying to strangle Kim, and then smashing her glass and be like, you don't talk about the husband.
Also, what's important is that during the cutaway scenes, during this, the cutaway shots, there was someone else was there dressed as Karl Lagerfeld. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
I thought that was amazing.
That's awesome. Fucking PK. No one will think of this, babe.
I know. So so now, like, we see Kim is standing with Dorit and Camille and Kyle, and Denise is nearby. And so Kim is, she's like, she's basically like, what the fuck is up with Rinna? It's so rude. And she's like, don't try to like blame beautiful Erica Jane for Lisa Rinna's behavior. Which was sort of a funny thing for Kim
but
to say.
But she said it in such a Kim way. She's like, no, blame the beautiful Erica Jane for your behavior. No. It's like covering her hands. It's like, fucking Kim.
Yeah.
No one she's does like, a diary room session
she
like Kim.
Grow up wearing Erica Jane's ponytails. And Denise is like, I think she looks great. I would love to wear Erica Jane's ponytails. I was like, wait. All season long, Denise Richards just sort of like hung around and been like, what the fuck is going on? And now suddenly she's piping up to die on this hill. I was like, oh my God, here we go. This is great.
And Carol's like, the ponytails are kind of besides the point. She goes, then why make them beside the point? It's like, what? That sentence didn't even make sense. And then Kim goes, it's not about her costume. And Denise is like, then why make fun of the costume?
She's like, because it was just rude to me, so why am I making fun of it? Denise, like, defender of the Erica Jane costume.
Like, the two drinkers on this show going at each other is hilarious. So then Denise is like, she tells us, Lisa's one of my best friends, so of course we've talked about Kim Richards and that whole situation. You know, it really hurt her. Really hurt her. That bunny thing really hurt Lisa Rinna. I was like, then you're not really best friends, because come on.
Yeah, and she's like, and Denise tells Kim, she's like, you know what, isn't this a fucking stuffed animal that we're talking about? And you know what, it really hurt her feelings. And Kim's like, that's a lie. She's like, it's not a fucking lie, Kim. I was like, I can't believe you guys are fighting about this right now. And on top of that, that Denise, while she's fighting, is dressed like a French courtesan.
And Kim's like, well, I don't believe that. And she tells us, what about my feelings, you know, were you talked about for years? Years. I'm like, oh my God, Kim still seems very unstable.
Yeah.
God bless
And Denise
Kim,
is like, you know? But like, Denise goes like, well, Kim, it's not worth annihilating her for. And Kim's like, I'm not annihilating her. And like, this is the one time where Kim, I feel like, is being truthful. Kim's like, all I said was like, what the fuck is up with Rinna? And they're like, it's not worth annihilating her for.
Yeah.
Now you're going to send her to rehab again.
And then Kyle goes, well, you have to admit, Denise, like, Kim's not wrong in what she's saying. Like, Rinna did do that stuff. She goes, well, I'm sorry, your feelings are hurt. And Kim's like, my feelings are hurt, actually. And she goes, then what's the problem?
Like,
what?
The problem is, there's no seatbelt on the Ferris wheel. Oh.
I just wrote, Kim has no idea how to argue with this woman, and it's hilarious. Like, when Denise starts doing this every other week, it's going to be so funny to watch her fight, because she makes zero sense.
Yeah, this, like, picking, like, such a random fight about the costume and then the bunny, and then I was like, you're right, it made no sense.
Mm.
So Rinna is still doing, you know, method acting as Erica, and Denise and Dorit are standing with Rinna, and they're telling Rinna about this weird fight that just happened between Denise and Kim, which was good because then we got a flashback to the cheesecake party where Rinna and Kim tried to mend fences, and I was happy because we got to see Eden Sassoon, and I miss that Eden Sassoon.
I could have used a little more Carney Wilson myself.
I know. Okay. Well, me too.
Denise is like, yeah, I had to walk away. I mean, who cares about some fuzzy fucking bunny, right? And Rinna, she's like, hey, Rinna. And Rinna's like, Rinna's not here. Don't mention her name. I don't give a fuck about Rinna. I hate Lisa Rinna. I'm like, poor Erica. Oh, my God.
I know. And then Kim sort of like walks up on this group while they're talking. And Dorit is like finishing saying, a sentence. It doesn't matter what she was saying, but she's just like wrapping up what she said. But they're clearly talking about this fight that just happened, and she doesn't see Kim coming up behind her. And Kim's like, "Hey," and Dorit turns around. She's like, "Aah!" Her face just goes,
"A Dorit gasp."
Oh my god, her attempt to play it cool was amazing.
And Kim's like, "So, Erica, are we good?" And Rinna's like, "You want me to bring this message back to Lisa Rinna?" And Denise's like, wait. "I'm Erica. I want Erica to be Lisa Rinna for real." I just love that Denise is so used to this from like her Hallmark movie life. You know?
I know.
Like Patrick's usually walking around real method like. So she's like, I want to talk. I think it should be the real Rinna. And Kim's like, okay, then I'll talk to the real Rinna. So they go over and they have a seat. And Rinna's like, "If you want a moment with Lisa Rinna, let's sit. Hi, I'm Lisa Rinna." I'm like, yeah, like exactly the same.
And like Rinna's like ready to sort of like fight. And Kim's like, "First, you look beautiful." And Rinna's like, "Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. How are you?
I mean, I do have to admit, I have been over the top in my character tonight. I was working on some new techniques for my latest auditions in the Kim Richards story starring Lisa Rinna as Erica Jane."
As Kim Richards.
Kim's like, "Great. Do you want to say I'm sorry?"
And Rinna's like, "You haven't apologized to me." And Kim's like, "Yeah, I did." She goes, "We had a good relationship, you and I. Didn't we, Kim? Remember those days? Back when we were driving together to poker parties and limousines. And then I got out of the limo and told everyone you were an alcoholic and a drunk. Remember? That was fun.
I'd like to get back to that." And Kim's like, "Well, then you have to be nice to me, bitch."
Yeah. So basically, the argument here is that Kim has apologized for everything, and then Rinna apologized about everything, but then Kim still hasn't apologized for that bunny moment. So this is all down to that one bunny moment now, okay?
So Kim is basically like, "Listen, I wasn't trying to be offensive when I gave you the bunny back. I thought it just wasn't, we had so much weird shit going on, I just did not think it was appropriate, so I gave it back." And so then Kim starts crying. She's like, "I didn't know it was wrong." And Rinna was like, "Honestly, Kim, I was scared to see you. I was scared," which is so overdramatic. It was hilarious. Like, talk about a soap star, right?
Yeah, I like that Kim goes, "I just, you know, apologize. I just couldn't find it in myself." And she's like, "I see that." So Rinna's like, "You know, I was scared to see you." And Kim's like, "Well, I'm so sorry for that. You know, it's not like you're a traffic cop. I mean, there's no reason you should be afraid of me. What, are you a bathroom attendant? I mean, come on." And Rinna's like, "Well, I'm sorry I reacted that way. It's not who I am." And then Rinna tells us, "Giving me that bunny back was the most painful thing I've ever been through in this group of ladies."
I mean, it was the most hurtful thing that she's been through on the show.
Wow. So they both, I'm sorry. And Rinna's like, "Can we move on?" And Kim's like, "Let's just forgive each other, all right?" She's like, "I'm just glad we're having this conversation under a dead angel."
"Look, it's your career. Get it? You want to do some method acting right now? Okay, I'm Kim Richards. Glug, glug, glug. Let's pour another one back. Let's get a target. Am I right? Let's put it in here. Five-hand special. Five-figure special. Oh, that's some good method acting."
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, everybody.
Yeah, we are going to be back tomorrow to talk some Real Housewives of New York. And then, of course, go to watchcrappins.com to get all that beautiful new merch, including the Madison Martini shirt. And more importantly, our pre-sale is going on for New York and Indianapolis. Make sure you get those tickets before they sell out. New York always sells out, so you have to really... You gotta hustle, baby. Hustle. And then, of course, next week we've got Milwaukee. So we have tickets still left. We just want everyone to come. We want it to be a big, fun, happy show. So everyone come to the Milwaukee show. WatchYourCrappins.com for all of that.
Yeah, and if you want this recap on video or this week's Real Housewives of New York on video, remember to go to Crappins On Demand and get them there, okay? It's over on Patreon. We'd love you guys.
Bye.